Sunburst.
That was amazing.
The in-house band of the Unification Church of the 70s. So the whole story is that they would perform whenever Reverend Moon would speak out at places like Madison Square Garden, which they would sell out. They would, this band, the Sunburst, would play while he's performing these mass weddings.
Wow. They've got a lot of positive energy there. I can see how it would be effective.
Yeah, positive energy. You know how much fallout, emotional fallout, came out of the Unification Church. Roger, do we have anyone to thank?
Yes, we do. We have Yvonne from La Palais, France.
Thank you, Yvonne.
George W. from Troy, New York.
Thank you, George.
Derek Van H. from Brooklyn.
Thank you.
A few more. Michael M. from Montclair.
Thank you, Michael.
Catherine D. from Montreal.
Thank you.
Bruce S. from Brooklyn.
Thanks, Bruce.
Ted T. from Long Beach and Art S. from D.C.
Thanks, guys. Pledge now. Get in the running for this DVD. I'm giving away the amazing TV movie from 1983, The Guyana Tragedy, with Powers Booth.
Wow.
That's right. Powers Booth as Jim Jones. It's like 4 hours long. Riveting. Absolutely riveting. Like I said before, great for a party.
Or I'm so mad like, my parents didn't name me Powers.
It would be, well, Powers Sayer and Double Dip Recess.
Yeah, sounds good.
Well, yeah, it kind of has a... creepy vibe, I gotta say.
There's 5 minutes left to get in for this. A $75 pledge will put you in the running, and there's you know, it's a good chance to for you, if you were interested in pledging $75, among other things, you'll be in the running for this DVD.
Right. You know, we were mentioning the other levels of monthly pledges that mm-hmm. you can make, the Swag for Life, the Mouse Pledge. You know, you get so much for your money. It's almost like we're giving it away.
And because
like, you know, especially with these premiums, there's so much rare material that the DJs dig so deeply to provide that you can't hear anywhere else. Except for, like, maybe some bootleg that you have to go to India to find or,
yeah.
I don't know, someplace.
Your show particularly, like, you're not going to find this stuff on Spotify or, you know, any place like it. I don't know where you get this stuff. And you, if you're a first-time pledger, we love first-time pledgers. You know, $20 will get you an amazing sticker. $50 will get you our Scaryoke T-shirt. It's like we really would love you to be part. You're already part of the community because you're listening, so... Join the family.
This sounds, yes,
sounds
that's right.
Doesn't it?
Join the family. Well, you know, FMU is a cult. We make no bones about it. It's not a secret. It's a cult dedicated to music.
That's right.
If there is such a thing. I guess there is now, because of WFMU, there is now a cult dedicated to strange and unusual sounds that you can't hear anywhere else. All the DJs they're like apostles.
Yes.
And I'm probably the lowest apostle. But that's okay. I'm fine with that. I'm just a toilet plunger.
A trigger. You're a toilet trigger.
Toilet trigger. I don't know. My brain isn't working so right.
I'm never going to forget that term. I love it.
The toilet trigger.
1-800-989-9368 or WFMU.org. Keep us going.
Wow. We have 2 minutes left. I don't see the codger anywhere. Do you?
Oh, I thought I heard the codger.
Is he having some trouble getting up the stairs, maybe? Or maybe the elevator isn't working and he has to climb all those stairs? Someone might want to check how the codger's doing.
Maybe does he have someone to help carry him, perhaps?
He needs to be carried at all times because, you know, he's over like 300 years old. So it's a bit difficult for him to move around. I think now is a good time to give away that DVD, Roger.
All right. The DVD goes to Peter S. of Brooklyn.
Thanks, Peter. Congratulations.
And, station ID?
That's right. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. The codger has just entered the studio.
You know, we have 1 minute. We have 1 minute.
You can take your leave now.
He's survived his ascent.
Look, from here on in, to the fifth floor. Any money that comes in is mine.
No, okay? This one.
You have 3 seconds left, codger.
This is.
That's it. This is
thanks to DJ Micah. So
this is my money now.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Potato chips, how my mouth just drips. crunch, crunch. I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Potato chips. How my mouth does drip. Potato chips. How my mouth does drip. Crunch, crunch. I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. No matter where it is, you'll always find a bag around. Be in a bar, a picnic, even a baseball ground. Potato chips, how my mouth does drip. Potato chips, oh, drip, drip, drip. Crunch, crunch, I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Bang, bang, bang. Crunchy, crunchy potato chips. Crunch, crunchy, crunchy. A crunch, crunch, crunch. I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Potato chips. How my mouth does drip. Potato chips. Crunchy, 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 crunchy. Don't bring me no lunch. All I want is potato chips. No matter where it is, you'll find a bag around. I could be even in a bar, a picnic, a baseball ground. It doesn't matter. All those potato, potato chips. Potato, potato, a chippy chippo. Crunch, crunch, don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips.
Well, that's a fine way to start out a show. Here at Little Cards Radio Show at WFMU, that was Slim Gaylord and Potato Chips. Before that, Fletcher Henderson with Queer Notions. That should be the theme song of this show. So look, this is such a tragedy. I hate this time of year. That every time it comes around that we have to do this fundraising show, they call it a marathon. And to me, it's an indignity. It's beneath me. Well, of course, I get to keep most of the money. I don't share it with the station, you know. But anyway, to get me through this hour where I have to beg and plead for people to go on the internet and make a pledge or call the magic number, then I've got a full bottle of Slyweezer bourbon right here. It's going to get me through. And also, oh, I'm so happy. What really is going to get me through the next hour, I want to introduce my co-host. This is my friend, my law. Oh, God, how long have we known each other? 80 years? Hello?
Should I be speaking now?
I want to introduce, from the Bodenheim Brood, this is Booker T. Bodenheim. He is of the Harlem branch of the Bodenheim family. They sometimes refer to him as the black sheep of the Bodenheim Brood. And he's quite a man. So I've got the Slyweezer bourbon here, but he doesn't. You don't drink, do you?
I do not drink.
Why not?
Well, there are some. Let's just say I've been in a little trouble here and there.
Oh, really? But you do have your vices, don't you?
Oh, I most certainly do.
And one of them, of course, is.
Oh, the ladies.
The ladies. Yes, you like the ladies.
I love them.
You like the young ones, like 55?
Oh, yeah, like Leslie Uggams.
Oh, yeah, but you don't mess with the 40-year-old jailbait.
Not anymore.
That's always been my policy. So look, we'll play some 78 RPM records tonight, as we always do, but we have to break in every so often and give the phone number. Now, they gave me a special phone number. I think this is, it's 1-800-SOPHIE-T. Alternately, you can do 1-800-S-TUCKER.
Ooh.
I think. Well, I told Scott Williams, a young whippersnapper.
Is he one of the fellas here?
Yeah, I said, if you could arrange that, I would thank him on the air. There's someone signaling to me that those numbers do not work.
I just called one on my phone, and I got no response.
1-800-S-TUCKER?
Yes, did not work.
Oh, what's the default number, the fallback?
Well, there's this one, 800-989-9368.
Does that spell anything salacious?
In a foreign language, yes.
Oh, is it like 1-800-Ukulele?
Oh, you can't say that. That brings back some memories.
But anyway, so look, you people, we have a special treat for you. Anyway, besides our presence, me and Booker T, we just call him BTB, because for short, that's his nickname, is where he played a great music. And also, if you pledge a certain amount, I don't know how much it is, $75?
That would be right.
You get a calendar. It's brand new, but it's a 1922 calendar, and it works for 2023.
Yes, it does work.
It was designed by Laura Bodenheim.
Oh, I know her.
Oh, yes.
I know her intimately.
She's a book designer. Yes. And then we also have...
Oh, she designed my little black book.
Oh, yeah. So look, anybody who pledges also is going to get assigned a Bodenheim name.
That's right. I've done everybody's DNA.
Excellent. So we've got, I mean, these are up for grabs. If you want one and you make a pledge, you can be Mary Tyler Bodenheim, Curly Joe Bodenheim, Roscoe Fatty Bodenheim, or Sean Diddy Bodenheim. Anyway, it's a big family, long bloodline.
That would be correct.
Okay. So it's, again, 1-800-989-9368. We had just very young people on the phones.
Well, there's Richard and Peter.
I mean, they look like they're under 60.
Well, together they are 118 years old, they told me.
They're still pups. Well, anyway, so, and you also, on the internet, you can send your money. I don't know how that works. Is that crypto?
I think that's one of them NFL things that I've been reading about in Collier's.
Okay, so you it's WFMU period O-R-G, and then they said it's on the page of the home, something.
I can see it now. Yeah, I can't properly read it.
Okay. Well, anyway, so I'm gonna play some music. And you people can call, go on the internet, or you can come down here. Just bring a bucket of money. We'll take it. We'll help you. There's some candy and cupcakes downstairs. You can help yourself if you're going to make a pledge, okay? So BTB and I will be back on the radio very shortly after some fine music here on the Earl Carter Show during the 2022 WFMU Fundraising Marathon. Thank you.
Ladies, every woman deserves her guilty pleasures. I'm Unita Bodenheim, and you may or may not have noticed that the products I shill on the Old Codger Radio Show can be thriftily repurposed for a range of innovative uses. Also, you no longer need to scrimp on your hubby's favorite cuts of meat, wear your girdles down to the rivets, or buy the supermarket brands just to have a little left over from your weekly allowance. The days are long gone when it was a social faux pas to splurge on a little whimsy for yourself. Well, won't you consider stockpiling a little extra for someone else? And by someone else, I mean Courtney T. Edison, the Old Codger. Who else brings you the latest in popular musics on 78 RPM Record? Who else shares his love of award-winning major motion picture soundtracks? Who else brightens your week with his sparkling retorts and witty repartee? Even though Courtney will outlive us all, there's no guarantee for this station without your donation. Ooh, it rhymed. Give to the Old Codger today and... I can't think of another rhyme, but just call 1-800-989-9368 or go to wfmu.org on the internet and click on stuff. Every Kennedy half dollar counts.
Thank you. This is Sheila B. of the Friday Afternoon Women's Program, Sophisticated Boom Boom, with the annual WFMU Ladies Review. So how'd Courtney T. Edison fare this year? Upon hearing Courtney's 78 RPM radio show, Good Housekeeping writes, "What fresh hell is this?" Women's Weekly reports, "He has Van Gogh's ear for music." And never one to mince words, playwright Mae West took to Cosmopolitan magazine to say, quote, "His mother should have thrown him away and kept the stork." This despite Courtney dedicating so much of his program to the musical works of women such as Billie Holiday, Helen Kane, Ruth Etting, and Bessie Smith. So how about throwing him a penny or three for effort and hope that we'll see improvement next year? To pledge, go to wfmu.org/pledge.
Sheep, knacker, and jelly beans, lend me your ear. Though you think you've been petted, don't be silly, forget it. Deb, Flapper and Baby Vance bawl me to tears. What do they know concerning love? Come to me for your burning love. 'Cause I'm the last of the red hot mamas. They've all cooled down but me. Flapper Vance, say, what do they know? Come get your hot stuff from this volcano. I'm an overheater. Try and beat it. Hotsy, totsy, hot and hot. Now it may be snowing, but when I get going, oh baby, I'm hot. You can't keep your collegiate charmers. Their loving isn't worth a dime. Away up in Alaska where the natives freeze, an Eskimo left my hut in his BBT. 'Cause I'm the last of the red hot mamas. I'm getting hotter all the time. I don't want to brag, but in my hotel suite, a dozen firemen are overcome by heat. A Scotsman wants to marry me, the dear sweet soul. He thinks with me around, he'll save a lot of coal. I met a movie star who's famous for his patch. I gave him one kiss and singed off his mustache. A funny thing happened, I nearly died. I sat down on an egg, got up, the egg was fried. I'm the last of the red hot mamas. They've all cooled down but me. I don't pet and only neck him. No, sir, I'm a mama who loves to wreck him. I can make him sizzle, make him fry and frizzle. If you want to know the truth, I can warm the cold ones, give the old ones back their flaming youth. I was born in the hot Bahamas. Right now I'm in love and pride. Others pet and kiss and hug and don't know what it's all about. Say, when I kiss men, they feel I've had their tonsils taken out. 'Cause I'm the last of the red hot mamas. I'm getting hotter all the time.
Hey, BTB.
Yes, Courtney.
So that was Sophie Tucker.
Oh, I know her intimately. Did I mention that I know her intimately?
Yeah, that's true of us. So she was the last of the red hot mamas. Well, who was the next to the last red hot mama?
That would be that nice lady who just spoke. Sheila B?
Yes. And, well, you need is too demure to be hot. I mean, she's hot, but she's also demure. I think she would blush if she was asked to sing that song that Sophie Tucker just sang. She would blush.
Well, she sang it to me once.
Oh, really? You need it, did? Really?
Yes, well, yes.
You really get...
She's the member of the Bodenheim family I get along with best.
So, I should back announce, real quickly, Lionel Hampton was in there, and Ruth Etting, and Sophie Tucker. We're raising money here for the WFMU 2022 fundraising marathon. We got a 1922 calendar that works for 2023. If you pledge $75, Booker T. Bodenheim, BTB, is my co-host for this hour, and I am Courtney T. Edison. So anyway... You know, I have a question for Ken. Ken Friedman.
Who would that be?
He's the station manager here.
Oh.
I mean, I'm going to just say it right here on the radio. I want to know, Ken, since everyone's paying attention to the radio station for a change this week, right? Because we're sending out all these publicities for people to tune in and pledge. Why are there so many accusations of workplace violence around here? Does Ken not know yet how to control his temper? I heard that he pistol whipped a young DJ for reading the top of the hour station ID in the wrong sequence. And there was some lady DJ. He spanked her. He put her across his knee and spanked her for misfiling a long playing record.
With a paddle or with his bare hand?
I don't know. I wasn't there. This is scandalous, though. She misfiled a long playing record. Don't they teach the alphabet around here? Well, anyway, so look, I'm just venting briefly. I'm not going to spend a whole show of it. I do have my Sly Weasel bourbon here. I'm
just going to. Oh, I missed those.
It's going to calm me down. I just took a little sip there. It's very nice. Okay. So, Booker T, I understand we have some people to thank.
Yeah, Courtney.
Pledge to the radio, and each of them gets a Bodenheim. They are inducted into the tribe of the Bodenheims.
Well, there's Michael of Fort Wayne, Indiana, or as he's going to be known from now on, Evan Funk Bodenheim.
Oh, that's great. He's a DJ, that Evan Funk Bodenheim.
But he's not one of the ladies. He's not Sonny Oaks. He's not Janteen B.
Sonny Oaks? That young lady, what happened to her?
He's not.
I remember.
Layla?
No. Do you remember Margaret Harris?
Margaret Harris. Oh, she did my favorite radio show on WFMU.
What was it called? Do you remember?
Yes, my favorite radio show on WFMU.
That's what it was called.
Yes.
Right, I remember that. There was that other guy. What? You're talking about the ladies?
Yeah.
Okay, because there was that guy, Irwin. I remember him. He did a radio show here in the 1990s. Do you remember him?
No.
You listen to the station a lot?
Yes. There are a lot of ladies on WFMU.
What? Do you just listen to the ladies talk, or do you listen to the music they play? Because the music they play is crap. It stinks.
They play music, yeah.
Yeah, but most of it's not very good.
But the fellas play terrible music, too. But
that's
they're
true,
not ladies.
That's true.
But they are not ladies.
You are a logical man. You make good sense. Well, anyway, who else do we have to thank here on the Old Codger Show?
There's Troy from Brooklyn, or as he's known, Dwayne the Rock Bodenheim.
Excellent.
Joseph from Atlantic Highlands, or Edgar Allan Bodenheim. Yeah.
He was a poet, Edgar Allan Bodenheim.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that. Okay.
Dylan from West Orange, New Jersey, or Sugar Ray Bodenheim.
Excellent.
Tom from Long Beach, New York, or Andrew Dice Bodenheim.
Yeah, hey, don't think you're going to be mentioned in Gus's will. It doesn't work that way. You just get the name and that's it.
And there's OZ from Detroit, or is it Detroit? I forget. Ain't been there in a while. He's Johann Sebastian Bodenheim.
Excellent. I'm sorry Gus couldn't be here tonight, by the way. It's not like he was my first choice. Frankly, I prefer having you here.
Our family reunions, as they can be kind of spirited affairs.
Really?
Oh, good heavens. It's the telephone.
Wow, there's nobody there to answer.
Good gracious.
Okay. So what about those gatherings? I thought there was something about the gatherings. There was another name for them.
Well, they're called class action suits.
Oh, that's right. When all the Bodenheims, that's when the family is really drawn together.
Yes, we get together, we discuss our cases, we get our stories together.
Right, you all come together when you're compelled to by the judicial system.
Yes.
Well, anyway, so anybody else to thank?
Yes. There's Dennis in Hamilton, Australia.
Wow.
Or as he's known, Bo Bodenheim.
Nice. It's already tomorrow where he is.
Yeah.
How is it? Is tomorrow okay? Is the war over? I heard there's a war going on. Maybe by tomorrow it's over. Maybe in Australia it's already ended.
I have them placing some bets for me.
Yeah. Okay. So is there more we can save them for later? Because we got to play more music. Otherwise,
I'm here for the music and to meet some of the ladies at WFMU.
Right. So don't forget, you give the phone number and the internet thing.
It's 800-989-9368. Or if you on your computer, that's WFMU.org.
Oh, Thank you, Beachy B. You know, if you're considering stepping off the wagon, I do have plenty of Sly Weasel right here.
Maybe just
here's a sip.
Put the bottle underneath my nose. Tickle it a little bit.
Okay, we're back to the music right now.
Now every year about July, when summertime comes round, there's lots and lots of people at the seaside to be found. Some play golf or tennis, others like to take a rest. But here's the kind of exercise that I enjoy the best. When I go swimming with the women, here I do have a real good time. Bobbing up and down in the water, it comes just below me, miss, on Dixie line. To see them do their exercises, you wouldn't think that half of them were slimming. And when the girls stand up to sneeze, you can see their housemaid sneeze if you go swimming with the women. Now even when I am at home and working day to day, I always do look forward to my half day holiday. The people don't invite me out, they know my half day's mixed. I go out to the bus that day because the bathing's mixed. And I go swimming with the women, and I do have a real good time. I go bobbing up and down in the water with a pretty girl whose name is Adeline. You ought to see her latest bathing costume. It's nothing but a little bit of trimming. And what I took to be her face turned out to be a different place when I went swimming with the women. Gasping for his breath and shouted, what a lovely death to die while swimming with the women. Once I went swimming with the women, and I did feel a big soft thing. A woman went and fainted in the water, and where she disappeared it left a ring. So I jumped in with nearly all my clothes on and swam until my eyesight started dimming. And after fighting for my life, I found I'd gone and saved the wife. So I chucked swimming with the women.
Million people are happy, bright and gay. The bells are ringing in the steeple. It's a public holiday.
All the world is so delighted, and the kids are all excited, 'cause the stork has brought a son and daughter to Mr. and Mrs. Mickey Mouse. All the bears and corporations have declared such jubilations, 'cause the stork has brought a son and daughter to Mr. and Mrs. Mickey Mouse. Pluto's giving the party, and before the fun begins, he presents the gorgonzola to the father of the twins. Mr. Preacher's eyes are glistening, and he's fixing up for christening, 'cause the stork has brought a son and daughter to Mr. and Mrs. Mickey Mouse. There's a crowd around the house of Mr. Mickey Mouse. That cheering splits the air. Now let's see who is there.
I'm Percy Pig, the postman, and I bring the telegram.
I'm Charlotte Sheep, and I've come to see the little lambs.
I'm Donald Duck, just waiting till my verse I can recite.
I'm Henry Horse, and I've brought my band to play all night.
I'm Gertie Goat, the gongster, timing all the cars that pass.
I'm Bertie Bleat, the donkey. I am as silly as beep.
But who is this approaching just when all the fun begins? It's Willy Wolf, the wicked man. He's come to get the twins.
Hello, twins. Nice little twins.
Oh, save my son and daughter.
We'll drench this guy with water.
Oh, I've got more than I ought to.
Let the jollity go on, boys. Let the bad old wolf has gone, boys. And we'll help to save the son and daughter, Mr. and Mrs. Mickey Mouse.
Hi, this is Joe Magasco from Surface Noise, heard every Monday morning here on WFMU. For some reason, I've been contacted by the Old Codger's people to do a promo spot for his marathon show. And I'm not exactly sure why, because a few years ago, I had a little kerfuffle with the Old Codger over the title of my program. It seemed he had the idea that he wanted to trademark the phrase Surface Noise and get me to pay a licensing fee to use it for the title of my show. I didn't take kindly to this, and my people contacted his people. Eventually, we came to an agreement, but I do bear a slight grudge. I am a big person, however, and I'd like to let bygones be bygones, so do pledge your support to the Old Codger on WFMU by going to WFMU.org. He won't know what that means, but you know what that means, so contribute to support the Old Codger and insist that he play more Annette Hanshaw records.
Who's that walking around here?
Mercy.
Baby patter. Baby elephant patter, that's what I calls it. Say, up in Harlem, at a table for two, there were four of us, me, your big feet, and you. From your ankle up, I'll say you sure are sweet. From that down, there's just too much feet. Yes, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Can't use you cause your feet's too big. I really hate you cause your feet's too big. Yeah. Where'd you get 'em? Your girl, she likes you. She thinks you're nice. Got what it takes to be in paradise. She said she likes your face, she likes your rig. Man, oh man, them things are too big. Oh, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Mad at you cause your feet's too big. I hate you cause your feet's too big. Gunboats. Shift, shift, shift. All your pedal extremities are colossal. To me, you look just like a fossil. You got me walking, talking, and squawking. 'Cause your feet too big, yeah. Come on and walk that thing. Oh, I never heard of such walking. Mercy. That was Fresh Water, and your feet are big. Hey, BTB?
Yes, Gordon?
I've heard tell that you've got pretty big feet. Just kidding. No, I'm not.
Well, that was before the diabetes set in.
Yeah, anyway. So we also heard the BBC Dance Orchestra and George Formby. Oh, he's so naughty, that George Formby with his lyrics. Now, I do want to say, I want to respond to Joe McGaskill. It was very nice of him to do a little endorsement of the program and ask people to pledge. But number one, the lawsuit is still on. You cannot use the name Service Noise. I copyrighted it. And I am continuing, by the way, with my campaign, which BTB I've told you about, to make Service Noise the national anthem.
Oh, I would salute that.
I'm not getting anywhere with it so far. And the other thing is, Joe, about your suggestion that I play some Annette Hanshaw, I have this to say to you. As we used to say many years ago. People don't say that anymore.
I think it's one of those seven dirty words.
I think so. Well, it's just a gesture, really. But it means go to hell, Joe. That's what it means. And take Annette Hanshaw with you. And all of Annette Hanshaw's records as well. So anyway, we're here making money. And we get to keep most of it. So Booker T is working on a commission basis tonight.
That's right. If I get 184 more callers in the next 5 minutes, I'll get 3%.
I thought it was higher than that.
I missed.
Oh, no, no, after three is fine. I mean, you do it after three off the top is good.
Oh, I now I see the decimal point. That's 0.3.
Oh, is that 30%?
No, that's 0.3%.
Well, you'll get paid, don't worry. In kind, of course. If you want cash, we can probably make an arrangement. But the point is, when you people pledge to the Old Codger Radio Show during the fundraising marathon, it doesn't go to the radio station.
Yeah.
Where did you get that idea? Ken, again, I hate to bring him up. It's an intrigue.
Why not bring up that Michelle?
Both of them, actually. Both of them.
Because she's one of the ladies at WFMU.
Well, let's address this to Michelle, because she said this to me, too. She said it to me many times. This is Courtney. Why can't you be a team player? And I said, I just can't do it. BTB, have you seen the uniforms?
It's like the Chicago White Sox of the 1970s.
Well, wearing and with propeller beanies.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. I cannot be a team player if I've got to dress like the clowns here. And certainly, I'm not going to play the crappy music that these other DJs play either. And if that's what's required to be a team player, well, I guess I'm in a different league playing all by myself. So, do we have people to thank?
Oh, most certainly. There's Mark in Yokohama, Japan, or as he's going to be known from now on, Boutros Bodenheim.
Oh, that's very nice.
And then, quite
the ambassador.
And then there's Herb in New York City, or Bo Bodenheim.
Nice. Welcome and thank you. And give the phone number so the other people can be
800-989-9368 or on the internet at WFMU. There's a period here and then O-R-G.
Do you have a computer? Do you use the internet?
Yeah, yes, I do. My nephew, H-Rap Bodenheim, is my minister.
Oh, I think it's called administrator.
No, he's a man of the cloth.
Oh, I see. I misunderstood that.
Yeah, he's an ad minister.
Oh, he's an ad. I get it. Okay.
So he puts on a collar and then he begs for money.
Well, so do we. Yes. Well, without the collar. So anyways, thanks to more people. And don't forget, if you pledge $75, you get the calendar designed by Laura Bodenheim. It's the Miracle Cure and Toxic Tonics and Remedies calendar for 1922,
But it's good for 2023, so when you get it, you can use it next year. Even if you're not wearing a propeller beanie.
Oh, and there's Tyler in Denver, Colorado. Or, as he's known, Sirhan Bodenheim Bodenheim.
Well, congratulations and welcome to the tribe.
And there's Gustavo in Brooklyn, or Leonardo de Bodenheim.
Nice. He's a handsome actor, right?
Leonardo oh, yes, very, very much. And there's the Perrin family in Olive Ridge, New York.
But can I name him?
Well, you may.
Van Linger Bodenheim.
I love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Yes, he was a great pitcher for... You know, someone told me the Brooklyn Dodgers moved to Los Angeles.
Oh.
So I don't think they're going to be very happy out there. They'll probably come back to Brooklyn.
Yeah, they have to ride those trolleys out there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. So anyway, is that it?
No, Jeremiah in Wallkill, New York.
I know him.
You know him? Oh, well, do you also know him as Cool Papa Bodenheim?
No, I didn't know that was his
Bodenheim.
Now
you do. Next time you see him, give him his proper name.
Excellent. Thank you, Jeremiah.
Oh, and Lisa from Brooklyn has pledged... Or as she is known, Tammy Faye Bodenheim.
Now, I know Lisa. She's a hot patootie. Yes.
Does she do a show on WFMU?
I don't know, but I'm sure she's blushing right now.
Oh, I think she should have a show.
Yeah. Anyway, and is that it?
That is all I have.
Okay, you people call and you pledge, because if you pledge during the show and we raise enough money, we promise to end cancer. As we know it. Maybe. Well, Del Barton Pharmaceuticals is working on it, okay? Rummy should be making a pledge. He hasn't pledged yet, has he?
No, I have not heard from Rummy.
How about Red Butler?
Not yet.
Very strange, very strange.
Who are these friends?
Well, they're cronies, I see. Yeah, they
come cronies. That's another story.
Yeah, they visit me at the Powton Shanty. And they sip Slyweezer bourbon and smoke Rancho Malario cigars with me and they listen to 70 RPM records. But yeah, they are a lot of ingrates, a lot of them. I mean, they're just, they sort of take my companionship and my glory. They want to bask in it. They want to be around me because I'm famous, because I'm on the radio. They're not.
Oh, your coattails are long.
Oh, yes.
And they hide your actual tail.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so 1-800-989-9368. And it says, I'm just going to read it. I don't know what it means, but it says pledge online. Or is that on Lini?
Linguini.
Pledge on Lini. WFMU, period. O-R-G. And then there's a little slash.
No, that's like a line, but it's slanted.
The diagonal line.
Yes, yes.
And then donate. So anyway. Yeah, you $75 and you can get a calendar. We don't have any other prizes for you. I think the presence of me, Booker T. Bodenheim, is sufficient.
We are the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes, and let's give them some more music right now.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Every time I cook, look like you can't get enough. Fix your pot of soup and make you drink it up. So keep on eating. Up in the morning, fix you a tenderloin so you can keep on a eating, keep on a eating.
keep on eating. Keep on eating, baby, till you get out now. I've cooked and cooked till I've done got tired. Can't fill you up off of my fried apple pie, so keep on eating.
Hello, this is acclaimed author Gus Bodenheim, on-air representative of the Del Barton Corporation. I am, alas, unable to be there in person today. Sorry, ladies. Nevertheless, I do join Courtney and Booker T, whom I regard as clean, articulate, and a credit to the Bodenheim family, in urging you to contribute to WFMU. What's in it for you? Well, of course, another year of the most god-awful din imaginable, piped directly to your personal environs. But for channeling your generous contribution directly through the Old Codgers program, you will also receive a 1922 Wonder Drug and Miracle Cure calendar, which will work flawlessly for the year 2023. How is this possible? Del Barton engineers aren't talking. But if they were, they would implore you to immediately stop asking stupid questions and call 1-800-989-9368. Or use your computer device to access WFMU.org. That's WFMU.org. I thank you in advance.
Yeah, that's some fine music there. That was King Oliver and his Dixie Syncopators, and it was called Deep Henderson. I love that song. Many people recorded it. Just wonderful. And Memphis Minnie did Keep On Eating. Yeah. So this is Courtney T. Edison, your codger, here at WFMU. This is the money-making week. We pay the bills around here. Of course, any money that the old codger show takes in during the marathon goes directly towards our infrastructure expenses, which is to say slivers of bourbon, Rancho Malera cigars, Chinese takeout, and trinkets for our floozies. So anyway, call 1-800-989-9368, and we'll read your name on the radio, and we'll christen you an official member of the Bodenheim tribe. And the person taking care of that is Booker T. Bodenheim.
That would be me. In
the telephone room. So who else we have to thank?
Oh, there's Joe in Clayton, North Carolina, and he is Mary Tyler Bodenheim because we are gender fluid here.
Hey, have we heard from Mo the Gimp Bodenheim?
Not yet.
He's a former boyfriend of Ruth Edding.
And then there's also Jeremy in Millington, New Jersey, or Curly Joe Bodenheim.
Nice. That's great.
And there's Adam in Mount Vernon, New York, also known as Elizabeth Barrett Bodenheim.
Oh, she's a literary genius.
Yes. And there's Scott in Alameda, California. That's Lisa Marie Bodenheim.
Wait, how are they listening in California? I've never understood that.
Radio
doesn't go that far.
Well, it's like a kinescope, but for a radio.
I mean, is somebody like making a tape?
It's a transcription record that runs at 4 RPM.
Oh, they mail it out? Well, that's pretty quick.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Anyway, I'm sure he likes the show. Appreciate it.
Yeah. We have Anita in Morristown, New Jersey.
Wait, not Unita.
No, Anita.
Oh, it's Anita.
Not another Anita.
Oh, she, okay.
And she is Cardi B. Odenheim.
Okay. Thank you all. Maybe some of these people will get the calendar. We're going to have a lot of them.
There's some. Craig in Morristown's going to be getting the calendar. Or as he's also known, Sally Jesse Bodenheim.
Nice. Excellent.
Yeah, he'll be getting the calendar. As will Lou in Brooklyn. Or should I call him Osama bin Bodenheim?
Why not? Of course.
I just did.
Yep.
And hey. Keisha in Walla Walla, Washington. Ooh. She is, oh my goodness. Oh. Roscoe Fatty Bodenheim.
Nice, a very famous actor. Well, anyway, 1-800-989-9368. Now, you know, we only got a few minutes left. Then Maury's coming in. Which is Coney Island. Maury's?
That's one of the fellas. Yeah. I'm not familiar with him.
Yeah, he's actually kind of, he's got a lady with him.
Renee, yes.
You might want to.
Oh, she does a great show.
She's
the host of the Maury Coney Island program.
She's taken, but
yes.
You can flirt.
Yes,
with her.
Renee. She's one of the great hosts of WFMU.
Yes, sir. Yes. But anyway, Maury's
love
Coney
Renee
Island.
And the guy she brings down.
Yes. So anyway, look, next week, this is amazing. I don't know why they did this, but they did it. They hooked me up with you. I suggested you as my co-host, and they said, oh, yeah, why not? Booker T. Bodenheim's okay. But then they said, well, who do you want next week? And I was like, a lady. And you know who they gave me?
Of all the ladies WFMU?
They didn't give me a lady.
All 619 of them and counting?
I didn't get a lady. It's worse.
Worse?
Well, first of all, it's a guy. That's worse.
That's worse.
But which guy? You're not going to believe this. Fablio.
Oh, I know Fablio. He took a course when I taught at Howard University, back when Italians were considered colored.
Well, he's going to be my co-host next week. I hope that young man doesn't mind being in the studio filled with cigar smoke.
He's one of the fellas I like at WFMU.
You like Fablio?
Yeah.
Have you ever listened to his radio show?
Yes.
I mean, it's like it violates Geneva protocols.
Music to my ears.
You think
but
so?
But then I've been deep for, since 1944.
Yeah, but you've got very strange taste, I got to admit. Not in women. You've got great taste in women.
Yeah.
In music, yeah, sometimes when I invite you over to listen to 78, you pick kind of the ones I wouldn't want to listen to, but, you know, I'm more than happy to accommodate you.
You mean like Tubby the Tuba?
Yeah. Yeah, the Danny Kaye records and things like that, you know. So, yeah, but next weekend, if you want to come out to the bunker, we can repair to the Powhatan shanty, and we can do what we usually do. We can sit around and play the race card, okay?
Oh, I stack the deck on the race card.
You sure do. So, look, I
deal from the bottom of the race card deck.
Yeah, you always win. Oh, yes. Well, anyway, stay tuned for Maury's Coney Island.
Oh, one more person to thank. Ben in New York, New York, or Terrence Trent de Bodenheim.
Oh, thank you very much, Ben. So stay tuned for Maury's Coney Island. Booker T, BTB, it has been a real pleasure. Yeah. I think we acquitted ourselves.
I think we have quite well,
Some Courtney. People probably think we're guilty anyway, but I think we're acquitted.
Yes.
Okay. So stay tuned. You can do the station. Is it? Do you know how to do the station identification?
I think I have it here. It's WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org, and then it's a G.
Okay, so next week I'll be back with Fabio. It's not going to be as much fun. So I hope you got a lot of fun tonight, because next week you're going to be wishing it was this week. Stay tuned for Maury's Coney Island.
Come to Maury Coney Island. It's Devin 11 show for your film and TV soundtracks. It's the number one place to go. From old world to new, like a cool breeze coming through. Yes, it's Maury Coney Island. We'll be right back.